Boston Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. Happy Friday, everyone. A lot going on over here. We're getting ready to kick off the next portion of the show by taking your calls, of course. And we've got a lineup of people. So I'm going to make sure I get through everyone, of course. If you haven't done so already, you can try to give us a call. But it looks like we've got a full house right now. So we will work our way from the very top of the list all the way down to the bottom of that list. So if you're on hold right now, stay put. We've got a lot to discuss, of course. We've got a lot else going on in the world today. We will also be talking to two Patriots, two people who I love them. Let's just say that. I will not downplay my love for Sonia Lobosco and Dave Londo. They are two fighters, two Patriots over at the Air Marshal National Council. And they represent so many incredible Patriots who work within the Air Marshal, obviously, the Fed Air Marshal. They call them FAM. That's a term that I've learned that they use quite often. But I love these people to death because they continuously are going out there to fight for the American people, fight for their FAM members, and also to make sure that those who are trying to not do their jobs at the top of these federal agencies are called out. And they did just that. We got an exclusive for you today. And I look forward to breaking all of that down for you, of course. So I'm excited for that. I'm also excited to also have Larry Taunton on the program later today because Larry's got a lot that he wants to sound off on in regards to Islam, but most importantly, Zohran Mahdani making his way into the White House. This is a bigger issue than I think most people understand, and he wants to break that down for us. Also, the RARE Foundation, which is ran by Amy Mack, she released a report yesterday, and the report is very, very telling. She's gotten these sound bites, and these sound bites are incredible because apparently there's a mosque that allows someone to come in and speak. And obviously he is not someone, I believe he's Pakistani. He's somebody who is saying, you can hit your wife, but just don't leave any marks, and giving them tips on how not to leave a mark. And then he allegedly is also saying things like, you could beat your wives, just don't kill them. That's very kind of them. I'm sure when he said that too out loud, they probably thought, this is me sounding nice. So Amy Mack has exposed just that, and we look forward to hearing her report as well and talking it over with Larry. I also have Mel Kay joining us as well in the third hour of the program. Mel's going to sound off on what happened yesterday over at the UN. The UN going over President Trump's peace deal to end the Russia-Ukrainian war. But interesting enough, there's two sides to this, and we heard both sides yesterday actually play out. Russia sent in their envoy yesterday to hear us, or hear their side of everything, saying that apparently, according to them, Ukraine has lost 1.7 million soldiers in this war. And then Ukraine yesterday, they sent their deputy representative to the UN yesterday to reject the main points of the Trump peace plan. We'll play that for you here as well, because it's very, very fascinating, of course. The plan itself, though, it's pretty cut and dry. President Trump is saying there's no NATO membership for Ukraine, EU membership. U.S. $100 billion in frozen Russian assets will go to Ukraine's reconstruction. The United States receives 50% of that profit. Europe contributes an additional $100 billion. It's pretty wild. It also apparently is also going to lift sanctions and G8 membership for Russia. Ukraine remains a non-nuclear state. But also, too, and we'll outline it too when Mel calls in, there's a latest corruption scandal hitting Ukraine, and it's almost never ending at this point. There's an outline of allegations that are making their way over there, and it's pretty much saying that there was over $100 million in kickback in money laundering schemes going on. That would surprise me, of course. It's never ending, folks. It's never ending. Actually, the Russian envoy, when he came in, he's like, oh, another Ukrainian scandal. How strange. How strange. That's how he kicked it off, too. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. I've got a bunch of people on hold right now. We'll be listening in on that in just a few moments. So do not go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay put. We're going to try to make our way down the full list of callers today. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Like I mentioned earlier, we're kicking off the Black Friday sale a little bit earlier than expected. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements for the next few hours. I don't know when the sale is going to end, so head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you indulge in this sale. Buy one, get one free on all of your favorite supplements. And Methylene Red is back in stock for a limited time, of course. And now's the time to start buying. Head on over to the Alex Jones store right now. More in about a minute.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all jumping on with us, of course. Happy Friday, everyone. All right, I told you we'll be taking your calls in this portion of the show. So we've got a long list of callers, so we're going to be making our way from the top down to the bottom, of course. So let's kick things off with Tim. Tim, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on today, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Before I get to the subject real quick, let me just stray off in the weeds. You know, Trump's done a real good job with the chicken thing. I guess if you don't ever live on a farm, it might not occur to people. You know, the time from the time you lay an egg to the time it gets to your table and you're eating it is 45 days for chickens. The same thing with beef is like 1.5 years. So wow. Trump's only been in office like 9 months. So it's just the differences of the development of the different animals and creatures and stuff. It's going to take a little longer to straighten out the beef issue. Anyways, that's not what I called about. What I called about is, hey, you've already arrived at it. You know, the House of Representatives, like right now on Capitol Hill, is getting ready to vote on H-Con Res number 58. And it's talking about the horrors of socialism. And this was introduced by Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, the Republican representative from Florida, and also Senator Rick Scott. He also Republican from Florida. But, you know, she's Ms. Salazar is actually the child of, refugees from Cuba and so forth, and not to mention she's covering the Miami area and so forth. So she's, as she started her speech on the floor today, she was explaining that, hey, her point of reference is she gets to go and meet with people that had their arms and legs bitten off by sharks trying to get here. And that, you know, she fully understands the horrors of communism, socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it. That's the way she described it. And so basically the purpose of this resolution is to denounce socialism in all of its forms. And it leads on, you know, she asserts that this only leads to collective tyranny, shared poverty, and human misery. But interestingly, all the people that got up that are speaking today from the Republican representatives are talking about the subject. And as you duly noted, the other ones are very deflective. They're not getting up there in a, promoting socialism or whatever, but they're getting boxed into a corner here, as you well know. You know, Mamdani and him going to the White House today is just complete comedy that is happening at the exact same time they're having this vote on the floor today. And they tried this earlier. In 2023, they passed a very similar type thing, but it stalled. You know, it was blocked from consideration in the Senate at that time. Maybe now it won't be blocked that they voted declared socialist as the mayor of New York City and the world's financial capital. Maybe now they'll sober up.
Yeah. Tim, I think you're onto something here. You know, it's so funny, Tim. So you talk about Salazar. I am from South Florida, originally New York, and I moved to South Florida. And I learned from sources on the ground, this is a couple of years ago, that she was going to the WEF, they were having their forum, and she was going to it, and I grilled her on it, because it wasn't, I don't think, public at the time, and she dodged me like the plague. She still went. But she didn't want to be confronted about going to the World Economic Forum event. She wasn't going to tell me she was going to debunk all the nonsense that was coming out of there. So I just believe she's a WEF mouthpiece at this point. And this is, again, just with how members of Congress tried to waste our time. I mean, what's going to come of any of this, Tim? You think anything?
Nothing. No, exactly. That's why it's better that I would go off in another weeds. I better not. But just it's better that the thing with Trump today, you know, I think he's going to be in the room with the guy. I don't know if they'll allow cameras in, but I think it's going to be like one of those things, like when the green shirt man came in from Ukraine, you know. You know, he had to scold him for the way he looked. And then the next time he showed up, oh, thanks for dressing up, you know.
I hope. I mean, it gives him too much credibility. I wasn't really happy when I saw that he was getting to the Oval Office. I'm like, can't this just be an email? I don't think you could work with communists. I don't think you could work with these Islamist these terrorist sympathizers. But I mean, he already let the guy in Syria in.
Neither one. That's why I think it's alarming to everybody. I guess, you know, keep your enemies closer. That must be the only thing I can think of that he's doing is like, hey, I don't want these guys, you know, far away. Let's sit here and look eyeball to eyeball so that you understand I'm serious as a heart attack when I tell you this, right? And then they can just remember things like the guy, I can't remember his name now, the guy that was right next to the Iranian airport or wherever, and they just blew him up in his car. It's like, yeah, you know, you shouldn't have killed all these people. You're a terrorist. And I had my chance. And I said, yeah, go ahead and take him. And they did. I can't think of his name now. I can see his face. But
yeah,
you know who I'm talking about, right? The guy
that
killed outside.
Yeah, I just don't want to be wrong. Yeah. Say the wrong
name. Okay, me neither. And I can't remember. I'm too old. Anyways, I
me too. Tim, you're not alone. Don't worry about it. But, you know, this is why we have methylene red. It's supposed to help with your brain fog. So this is something great for everyone involved. So, Tim, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, of course. We appreciate the discussion, flagging this and keeping it on our radar, of course, because the irony is incredible. I want to get to Dustin right now in Ohio. Dustin, it seems like you want to talk about Lindsey Graham. So welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, beautiful Brianna. How are you
thank
this
you.
Morning?
I'm good. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Thank you. Yeah, it's funny with the Lindsey Graham. He gets up in a bunch whenever people spy on him. But he was the first he was one of them to sign on to the Patriot Act, or as I call it, the Unpatriot Act, which allows our government to spy on us without a warrant in the realm that we are a quote unquote terrorist. And as you see in the present time now, you fast forward, you know, almost 24, 25 years after 9/11, it was used to spy on like parents going to parent-teacher conferences, speaking out against trans in school and trans ideology. They're considered terrorists. See, terrorist is a loose term. And actually, if you go to Webster's and look up terrorism, one of the definitions is that it's a tactic used by governments for means of control. And that, I don't understand why Trump and his team of patriots are not getting rid of the Patriot Act, because that enables us to be spied on. He's very successful at closing our borders and getting people out of our country that don't belong here. So if we have a sealed country with just Americans in it, then we can naturally assume that 99.99% of the Americans are not terrorists. They're not. They don't have ill wishes on any. Well, I mean, you know, generally speaking. But regardless, if they have reasonable cause to suspect somebody of terrorism, then a warrantless search and a warrantless spying, you wouldn't have to do that, because if you have enough probable cause, you can actually have a proper warrant to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, Dustin. Lindsey Graham was somebody who just recently, earlier this year, was advocating for the extension of FISA. And this is what they do to President Trump. They say that you get all this information, this intel from FISA, and that's why we can't get rid of this. We need to keep extending it. And they do it, obviously, with a straight face. And he probably doesn't even realize how much garbage they're feeding him when it comes to that stuff. And so he just allows it to go on. So I don't think they're ever going to stop the Patriot Act. I don't think they're ever going to intervene in any of that. And Lindsey Graham, when he was speaking to AG Pambani at the time when she was going through a confirmation hearing with a straight face, said, you know, that they can't spy on Americans without a warrant. And so the irony in all of this is just laughable. Dustin, thank you for calling. Again, it's just so frustrating. But Lindsey Graham is an absolute liar. And it's funny how he's the first one, the most vocal one so far, talking about suing because the government spied on him. Well, get in line, Lindsey Graham. Get in line. I want to go to our next caller, Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Brianna? I love the red dress, Friday red dress.
Looks thank
great.
You.
The hair's on point. The nails look great. Everything's always in point.
Bad. You're quickly getting promoted to be my favorite caller of the day so far, Wild. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But I had a product idea for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sell the colloidal silver and detoxifying stuff and iodine for calcified, the pineal gland. And for a couple of years now, I've been taking colloidal gold, which is like silver, but a little different element. And like it is really good for lucid dreaming. I'm a lucid dreaming person. I like exploring the dream world and stuff. I think it's the same world that we visit and go to after we die, and just different connection strength. And I thought it would be a great product for you guys. It detoxifies the body as well. It's a really good detoxifier and has that unique ability that you get really vivid dreams and you're able to remember your dreams better. So I thought it would be like in simpatico with your product lineup.
I like it. I like it. I know producer Matt likes this idea too. We'll explore this later on, but thank you for that. I know you also want to talk about Epstein. So what's going on there?
Yeah. I haven't heard you talk about it. I've only heard Harrison talk about it, but I really like you hear your reaction and Alex Jones' reaction. I'm not saying he's, you know, covering up for the Jews or anything, but there's this Maria Farmer clip, and Maria Farmer was a victim of Epstein, and she's on that MTG letter signing it, that she's with MTG and the other victims, the Jane Does and such. And she explicitly said that it was like a Jewish supremacy cult and that they were super racist against blacks and would call her a dog and goyim, and they had this rule that they weren't allowed to have any victims that were Jewish. And I just haven't heard that played on the air from you guys. And I think it's important because she's also brings up Trump a lot, Maria Farmer, that is. Now, granted, he never saw him do anything, but he was always like, not always, he was like multiple times brought up by her being in the vicinity and talking about things. So I thought it was an important news angle. You know, I think it's pretty clear now that I don't think there's anything damning on Trump unless there was something fabricated,
yeah,
because they would have released it otherwise. But I won't jabber jaw on too much because of the coffee. I focus more in on what your thoughts on that Maria Farmer clip, if you ever saw it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the clip. I just looked up her lawsuit, though. It's a bit lengthy, so I have to read through it. But it looks like it's 63 pages, but it looks like she just filed this earlier this year. So yeah, before I give you an opinion, I'm going to have to look into this one because I have not been familiarized with her specifically. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely open to look into it. And to after reading through it, I don't mind telling you my thoughts on it, though.
Yeah. You know, with prostitutes, you know, if they're getting paid to sell their bodies, mm-hmm. I always have worry, you know, and I think they were doing crazy drugs, too. Obviously, you know, I'm worried that, you know, that they're also getting paid to do like smear campaigns on people, because I think that was the ultimate op, kind of like Operation Midnight Climax. I don't know if you heard of that, is to like get compromising material on people to hold as leverage, and also, you know, to mind control people, because, you know, everyone knows the power of romance, and it can be more powerful than the strongest drug in controlling people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think you're onto something. There's a bunch of clips, so I'll have to go through this later. But I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. We'll add it to the to the show notes, and I'll make sure to go over this for next time. Thank you for putting that on my radar, though. You know, I appreciate that, Wild. So thank you again. And thank you for calling in, as always. All right, let's shift over to Benny in Tennessee. Benny, I believe you want to talk about surveillance and the senators. So welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Brianna?
Good. How are you doing?
Just want to say that your dedication to confirming before presenting is quite refreshing in the news world. And
thank you.
You go clapped up a place. Tell Alex that.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's my favorite thing to do, though. It truly is.
It's amazing how you walk the walk before you talk the talk, and that's important.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Benny.
Now, about the my question about the $500,000 that the senators can sue for because their privacy was invaded, isn't there somewhere between the 14th and the 27th Amendment, isn't there something that says they can't pass any legislation that benefits them without due process or keeping it from, it benefits them different than the public that they're supposed to be writing legislation for?
I'd have to look. I know we had an attorney yesterday on the show, and he did say this could have been what it meant. I don't think he went into detail about the constitutional challenges, though, specifically. But he did say, because I asked him, why would they even need this? They could just file a lawsuit if they needed to. And he did say that this would help them go around a lot of the potential turbulence to file these lawsuits. So maybe that's what he was alluding to there. I don't think he cited the Constitution specifically, though. But he did say that the reason for the provision would be to make it a little bit easier for them. So it's likely that that's the case. I could ask him and shoot him a message to follow up on that to get some more specifics on that front. But yeah, I'm not 100% certain on that front. And it's crazy because like even Senator Tommy Tuberville's office said that they never even asked for any of this, that they were just going to go after her and potentially if they wanted to sue, they were doing it on their own grounds. They weren't going to ask anyone for any favors on that front. So I think he's the only one who's come out so far, though, to say that. So there's that.
I just thought there was something constitutionally that stops them from benefiting from something that they pass a law that doesn't apply equally to everybody in the United States. And that's just the question. And then the other one, I'm just curious if the Democrats who made those the videos about the illegal orders, I'm just curious if they were that deep in thought about that when FBI and CIA and everybody was doing all the stuff against Trump that was obviously illegal. If they had that same question for them.
Of course, you know, they didn't have that same question. They were part of the machine. So, you know, they didn't want to tell anyone, oh, if you're at the FBI right now and you're raiding a home because, well, the warrant for it that you see is a misdemeanor trespassing allegation, just raid the home. Don't even ask any questions. Just go for it. Smash their surveillance cameras, too, so that you don't have to have any footage circulating online of you violating their constitutional rights. Make sure you do that, too. So, no, they never did that, of course. Wouldn't that have been inconvenient to their narrative?
I'm gonna plug that everybody needs to start using this methylene purple.
So you're a fan of the combination of methylene blue and methylene red, and then you get methylene purple, which I've heard a lot of people saying on X, and they tag me in it. That's what they're doing these days. I have the sour strawberry flavored one. Obviously, the methylene red and is great. This is like how you're always gonna want to start your day. I have to say. You probably don't even need caffeine after you do one of these. So
yeah,
it's great.
The combination just really, it sharpens your mind. I've always been a big numbers guy. And as I got older, it kind of faded away, but it's sharpened my mind back up to the point where I am seeing patterns in random numbers and random situations in life again, which is something I used to do all the time and got away from it. And this stuff was really sharpened. It's like rejuvenated my mind.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, Benny. And we appreciate you calling in today. I'm glad it's working out for you and for our audience. Again, we're doing BOGO right now. It's the early Black Friday sale over at the alexjonesstore.com. It's going to last for a couple of hours. So just make sure you head on over there and get that savings. That's a big one, of course. I want to turn to our next caller. Looks like Savage Dog from Georgia. Our friend is back on the lines. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Brianna. How are you today?
No complaints over here. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I like to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to talk about finally, about damn time, Trump comes out and says, gives like a final shot across the bow, you're committing sedition and treason. And I think that, you know, his first term, he had to be a little careful had to bite his tongue a lot because of re-election. But now he's more like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino, you know, get off my lawn and just point a gun right in your face. He's not playing. And it's good to see finally these little children in Congress, you know, getting put in the corner and putting time out and saying, all right, I gave you a warning. Next time I'm taking my belt off. The only problem is he's got to do one of two things. He's got to take Pam Bondi into the Oval Office and say, let me tell you something. You need to start doing your job or you're going to get replaced.
Yeah.
Or just go ahead and straight up fire and put a bulldog in. I don't care who. I mean, I guess constitutionally he can fire her and then without having approval from the Senate can put somebody in for like 120 days and then another whatever amount of days and another until he has to have approval. Get Matt Gaetz in there. Go ahead and let Matt Gaetz have his chance. He's got nothing to lose. He won't care. He'll go in there and he'll fire some shots down range. And but, you know, the warning is one thing. And watching the Democrats all go into a full-blown panic, even though they're trying to, you know, make themselves look like they're being tough and strong. Oh, Trump wants to kill congressmen. No, he wants you to stop being seditious and treasonous toward our country. And, man, listening to Alex yesterday, I got fired up. I mean, I have not heard good news like that in a long time. Finally, somebody with some cojones getting in there and making a statement like Trump did. He don't care. It really looks like he's ready to get something done. He just got to have somebody there to get it done for him because, of course, he's not going to be able to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I like to see stuff like this. I mean, the reality is they threw the first punch. I don't understand why Democrats are out here. And they like ambushed yesterday on the Hill. I was watching footage of them ambushing Speaker Mike Johnson. Like, can you believe he said that? He threatened to kill them. And it's like, Mike Johnson's like, well, what they did was pretty egregious, don't you think? And of course, the media just like focus on Trump's response and not what the actually was the effect, what the prior of all that was. And they only want to focus on what the effect of it was. Again, these people just don't seem to care for the truth. And that's just the reality behind this. These people are evil, evil humans. And they don't even want to acknowledge the fact that they even said that in the first place, which is the most wildest thing. I mean, they threw the first punch and they can't sit here and take the second one, the follow up, the response. This is what they do, though. I mean, you know, I'm not even trying to lecture you, Savage Dog. I know you know this by now, but these people are treasonous. They're treasonous pigs. I say it all the time in the show. These are low-life losers. These are people who do not deserve the positions they're in, but they're in those positions. And they are evil, evil people actively looking to destroy this country. To say it's a coup is an understatement, what they just tried to do. They had no problem putting out that message and using their former experience as service members as the validation justify their message. It's absolutely disgusting and egregious. Thank you for calling, Savage Dog. We got about a minute left, so unfortunately, I don't think we're ready to take any of the callers right now, but I appreciate everyone on the line today. I'm sorry. On Monday, though, I'll give you a second opportunity to give us a call in, of course, but I try to make my way down the list as quickly as I can. Sometimes I ramble a little bit longer than expected, so I apologize for that, but thank you for everyone who's been waiting on hold. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your insight, of course, that you were looking to share. We'll do this again on Monday, of course. In the meantime, though, I want to remind our audience to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's buy one, get one free in all supplements. That's going on for the next few hours, so you're going to want to head on over there and make sure you do just that. Also, we just got Methylene Red back in stock. That's been out for a while. And as you heard from our last caller, it's great to pair up with Methylene Blue as well. Also, in the meantime, sign up for the Alex Jones Hat Club. For $30 a month, you get hats that are not sold at the Alex Jones store. You're going to get these exclusive hats for $30 a month shipped straight to your home. So head on over to the Alex Jones store right now and make sure you get in on these offers. All right, folks, we got more on the way in just a moment.
The incredibly positive health effects of Methylene Blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago when my medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life. We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Oh, we've got a lot to discuss. So many people have been waiting for this moment. I know on X I released a little teaser that we're going to be talking about an exclusive story on this program, and this one's calling out a DEI hire. That's a big one. Folks, I want to bring your attention to a story we reported last week. There was a massive Florida law enforcement effort to rescue missing children and children obviously hundreds missing, but these children were endangered. And so what happened was is local law enforcement all got together and they made an incredible effort to rescue these children, and they rescued 122 children. Now, that's a big deal. It was called Operation Home for the Holidays. And again, it was led by several law enforcement agencies, even the Florida Attorney General stepping in and making that announcement at a press conference on Monday. They called it one of the largest operations of its kind in U.S. history. Now, again, this affected, and this included both states and local resources, alongside, and this is according to New York Post, U.S. Marshals to locate these children, including 57 children in the Tampa Bay area, 14 in Orlando, and 22 in Jacksonville, and 29 in Fort Myers, according to the state's AG's office. But interesting enough, when more resources were needed to help these children out, apparently those calls were disputed. There's a woman that we're going to talk about right now, and I want you to know that I actually did reach out to her to get her side of all of this prior to breaking the story to you. Unfortunately, though, after directly emailing her work business email accounts, she did not get back to us. There's a new letter that was just released, and it comes to us from the great folks over at the Air Marshal National Council. They're calling for an investigation to federal air marshal special agent in charge, Alana Bell, after she allegedly refused to provide law enforcement assistance to rescue efforts for those children that we just talked about in Florida's Operation Home for the Holidays. Now, Bell is accused of rejecting multiple requests to assist in these rescue efforts and to help bring these children home. Now, again, let me remind you, I reached out to Bell before breaking this story to you and sharing this letter with you. And unfortunately, she did not get back to us with a response. Now, we have since forward this over to DHS so this is on their radar. But just a simple Google search as to who Bell is, well, she's a fan of DEI. And in one article, which thanks to the folks over on X, tagged me in, this is a story from 2022 where she cited in it TSA explores diversity and inclusion as it marks Pride Month. So she had no problem, it looks like, according to this story, participating in Pride Month and DEI. But according to those allegations she's currently facing, when it came to saving these children and helping bringing them back home, she apparently didn't want any involvement in that. Now, helping us understand what these allegations are all about that she's currently facing, joining us now is Sonia Labosco. She's the director of the Air Marshal National Council, as well as David Londo, the president of the Air Marshal National Council as well. Both of them have sent over this letter. They're calling an investigation into Bell, and they join us now to detail what they're actually looking for. I want to thank both of you for being here. You guys do an incredible job, and we're going to walk our audience through all the great work that you guys have been doing over the next 20 minutes. But you guys have been fighting for both the American people and obviously your fam. And this is very, very important that we highlight this. Sonia, I want to get to you first because you put this on my radar, and this is really, really important. The allegations you guys are alleging say that Bell refused to assist in the rescue efforts and making sure that they brought home these missing children. So what specifically are you hearing from those who were participants in this rescue effort?
Well, Brianna, this is just one of the many issues that we've had with Alana Bell here in Orlando. I want to just bring you back for a second. You know, back at the end of September of this year, we had a hearing with Senator Rand Paul regarding the weaponization of federal air marshals against the American people to include people for their First Amendment protected speech. So Ms. Alana Bell has a long history here in Orlando of violating policy, complicit to fraud, waste, and abuse. So this is just one of the many issues that we have with her lack of leadership here. She is a DEI advocate. She is very upset that the DEI has been discontinued within the DHS and the TSA. And there are many that feel that this is just another part of the resistance against the administration to try to showcase and do the right thing, especially when we had DHS partners on this particular operation to save these kids. And the one thing I want to say as well, we rescued 122, but what if we had the rest of the resources that were sitting around at the Federal Air Marshal Service in Orlando? Maybe we could get 123.
Yeah, and I think it's important for folks to understand we're talking about children here. I mean, an extra child to save an extra child, it's worth it. And the fact that she was allegedly not trying to provide those resources is deeply concerning. David, I wanted to ask you about the allegations as well. What are you guys hearing in addition to what Sonia just said? What else are you guys hearing about Bell? Because I think this is really important that we put this on the administration's radar because they might not even be aware that she was allegedly pushing back on all of this.
Yeah, it's just another example of a completely inexperienced person in a position that she shouldn't be in. And although Secretary Noem has addressed some issues within TSA, up until this point, no one's addressed any of the problems within the FAM service. And this is a glaring example of somebody who doesn't even know how to make the right decision. The response we got so far from the agency was there was no policy governing this. Well, you don't need a policy to outline your oath as a federal law enforcement officer. Someone needs your help, you help them, period. And in this particular case, just about every other federal agency in the area participated in this operation to save these children. And it's just disgusting to think that a SAC would refuse to give any resources whatsoever to this cause. And those resources, by the way, were on the ground basically doing nothing at the time anyhow.
Yeah, and this is deeply, deeply concerning. Now, the both of you have put out this letter, and we exclusively broke this letter, my ex-account, and obviously on the show. I want you guys to detail what you're specifically calling on, because you're calling for an investigation. You outline specific questions. Sonia, what specifically are you looking for here?
Well, first of all, I want an investigation into Sac Bell. I want her to be questioned. I want our federal partners to be questioned as well, because their request for assistance was denied. I want some accountability. I want some discipline. As I said, this specific special agent in charge here in Orlando, she has got a long history of violating policy. She's got a long history of resistance. She needs to be investigated, and these areas need to be addressed. I mean, the accountability is lacking in the Federal Air Marshal Service, and we are not going to stay silent, Brianna, and let these issues keep continuing. We've been through 5 years of hell within the Federal Air Marshal Service, and these type of people behind the scenes are still playing their dirty games and their dirty deeds against the American people, and we need some accountability. So we want her investigated, and we want those resources that were on the ground. I mean, there's an easy way to track how many people were on the ground that day, and these aren't air marshals that were based for flight. These are air marshals that are permanently assigned to ground-based duties and that were readily available. There were a minimum of 10 on some days and a maximum of 15 available on other days.
Yeah, no, that's disturbing. And I think every American would love to see that their federal resources are going towards saving these children. So it's disturbing, these allegations that she's facing now. David, what do you want DHS to do as of right now? How can we resolve this issue as quickly as possible and get to the bottom of all of this?
Yeah, just like we'd love the Inspector General to come in and do their job and interview Ms. Sac Bell to see why she did what she did, and also to get an explanation from headquarters on why they're allowing their SACs to make these horrible decisions. What we really want from DHS is we want DHS to come in and clean house at the Federal Air Marshal Service. There's just far too many layers of DEI hires, bureaucrats that are now feeling emboldened because they haven't been touched yet. It's just going to get worse until we get DHS to come in and clean house.
Yeah, and we're calling on that. We're hoping that this is on their radar. I know I've actually sent this over to their media team to make sure that they are aware of all of this. I know you guys have also sent out the letter as well. So making them all aware of the problem here is very important to gaining a solution. And so we look forward to following this all the way through. You know, I want to get to this other story because this one also did get a lot of folks' attention. And it's a big one in regards to the Quiet Skies program. Now, we know that the Quiet Skies program, according to DHS, was shut down after all the great work that the both of you have done exposing this and exposing the government's overreach and spying on Americans through this terror watch list that didn't actually produce any type of actual victories for the government, for the American people, but millions of dollars was wasted on this program. But then we learned through a post that was made by Elijah Schaefer that the Quad S program that was on, the Quad S's are still being seen on people's boarding passes. And when I reached out specifically, that was why I reached out to DHS about. DHS came back to us and said that the Quiet Skies list is obviously no longer, but they're claiming that it's just a slightly enhanced screening process when you see those four S's on your boarding pass. I wanted to ask you, Sonia, first about this because, you know, you've been saying that there's certain programs that are still in effect. Break that all down for us. Help the American people understand what's going on right now with TSA.
Okay, so when it comes to Quiet Skies was one small component under what we call the Silent Partner Program at TSA. And yes, they have these strange names for all these different program, Silent Partner. So the Quad S is part of an enhanced screening part of the Silent Partner, which Silent Partner is a larger program. The database is actually owned by the Terror Screening Database Center, which is run by the FBI. Airlines, it's a joint database. When someone makes a reservation, their name goes into this database. And if they're on a list, any type of watch list, it's going to produce the Quad S's on that list. Quiet Skies was the domestic part of TSA's weaponization. There's another program called TSA Paul Revere that focuses on international travel and international passengers. So Quiet Skies is one component that they did do away with. However, they've got four other components that are alive and well. One of those is TSA Evade program. TSA Evade scrubs social media accounts for those people that are in pre-check or applications for pre-check. So if they scrub your social media and they don't like what they see, they can deny your pre-check or remove it. So there's a lot of different programs within TSA that they have that they can use to weaponize against the American people.
Yeah, and we know that they've been doing that. And you and I have been actually going back and forth on this issue. I know we've done several reports on the use of social media and how they're going around and hiring a third party company to go out there and vet American social media. And then it makes its way back to TSA and they kind of figure out how to put people on these lists. It's deeply concerning again. And I don't think I've ever heard a response back after we outlined those allegations against the agency as to if they were looking to stop all of this, because essentially it's their way of going around the current laws that prevent TSA from doing this directly. And so they're going through a third party to go around that. But you mentioned the FBI's angle in all of this. And David, I kind of wanted to ask you this because Elijah Schaefer, who made these allegations, he is personally being sued by the girlfriend of Director Kash Patel right now. And it's for defamation claims that are we've made several different reports and had him on several shows here on InfoWars to outline his claims right now. But the fact that this isn't him who's been in with the Quad S's on his boarding pass. This is actually his producer. Do you think that this possibly could be retaliation, possibly due to a civil lawsuit? I know it's a lot to ask for, but do you think that there's possibly that linkage? Because it appeared like Elijah was making those claims. And, you know, I don't want to be totally dismissive on that front, but he is someone right now who's actively being sued by the director's girlfriend. So it's possible that that could be happening. Is there a direct linkage between maybe the FBI retaliating against certain Americans and adding them to this list?
You know, I don't think we'll ever know, but it sounds awful familiar, right? Tulsi Gabbard, after doing something very similar on Fox News, all of a sudden was added to the list. And then to this day, we can't really get a straight answer. Even the Senate committee can't get a straight answer from TSA on that. I think the bottom line with all of this is TSA should not be in the intelligence business. We have an intelligence community. We have intelligence agencies and professionals that do their job. There's no reason for an administrative agency like TSA to have their own intelligence unit. And this is what happens. Bureaucrats take that power and that money and they go too far. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, we do see time and time again. Sonia, you and I, again, have done a lot of research on the J6ers who were added to the terror watch list, the Quiet Skies list, I should say. Are you hearing any reports that these individuals are still being added to these types of programs where they're being surveilled and going through extra security measures?
Yes, they are, Brianna. Even though they've been pardoned, there are still individuals that have been added to this watch list. And I have to say, I know that Secretary Noem has made a referral over to the DOJ as of the end of September when we were at the hearing with Senator Rand Paul and the HISGAC committee. And that referral for DOJ was made. But, you know, that was 60 days ago. And here we are within the agency. We're still having all of these issues and accountability is lacking. We really need the DOJ to get on top of this and look to see what's happening to the American people, because none of it has stopped.
Yeah, none of it has stopped. And again, I mean, I know that they said that they were looking to stop it. So maybe this is just something that needs to be put on their radar and, you know, help them kind of focus in on this. David, I wanted to give you the last question on this subject, though, of course. I know you, and I remember seeing you at the hearing, specifically sitting behind all of these individuals who were speaking out on the Quiet Skies terror watch list. And we, you know, work together, me and Sonia, on making sure that the Tulsi Gabbard story is out there, and with Wendy Mahoney as well. And we've tried our very best to blow the whistle on all of this and give you guys a platform so that the American people knew what our federal government was up to. But it seems like these programs are still a privacy invader here. What should the new leadership over at DHS be looking forward to in regards to how do they move forward and how do they end these programs, or should they even end these programs in the first place? Like, how do we make sure that terrorists aren't flying on our planes, but also that we're also not violating the privacy rights of American citizens?
Yeah, that's always been the big issue with the Air Marshal program is out of 40,000 daily flights, how do you find the highest risk flights, right? That's been the problem since the 1960s. However, how they did it prior to 9/11 is they relied on the intelligence community. And prior to 9/11, the intelligence was there. We just didn't listen to it. We didn't process it properly. So we need to go back to that model. And DHS, the same person running the Air Marshal Program today, Director Belcher, is the same guy that agrees that Tulsi should have been put on this list. So he's still in power today. They're all still here. No one's been touched. No one's been held accountable. So we need DHS to come in and hold people accountable. And that, for some reason, hasn't been done. So we need to go back to a full intelligence-based deployment strategy, just like prior to 9/11. This time we need to listen to the intelligence when it comes in.
Yeah, and we do need to. And it's ridiculous that these changes have not been made. We need that to happen. I know it's a process, though, to kind of purge these people out of these positions. But man, oh, man, do we really need to make these changes now? Sonia, I wanted to ask you, too, because you just came back from Ukraine. You were over in Europe. You were on vacation, but you made a stop in Ukraine to remember those that have lost their lives in this battle between, obviously, Ukraine and Russia. We learned yesterday, and I don't know that we haven't really seen any evidence of this, but Russia came to the UN yesterday to say that there was, according to their numbers, 1.7 million Ukrainians who have lost their lives in this war just so far. I mean, that doesn't even include how many Russians have lost their lives. You did go to a cemetery and you did speak to victims and their families. What are you learning in regards to how Ukrainians are feeling right now about this war, and what did you witness?
Well, I know it's been a big issue here in the United States because we're funding Ukraine. And, you know, when we see things happening in Congress and we see Ukrainian flags being flown within Capitol Hill, I know that that's very upsetting to us in America. And it was upsetting to me as well. But once I walked through that grave site and there are thousands of Ukrainians there, mm-hmm. Very young, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 year olds. There were actually two funerals going on the day that I had visited the cemetery. And to see the mothers of those young soldiers tending to the grave sites because they wanted to make sure there were fresh flowers there every day. And to see the children playing by their mother or their father's gravesite where that individual had died in battle, it really does change you. The war is bad. It's not the upper echelon that are dying. These are rural farm men and women. These are individuals that have nowhere else to go. They're going to stay in their country and fight. But this needs to end, and we really, really need peace talks to start because generations are disappearing, and women and children and families are really in a lot of pain. And it really makes a difference when you're there and you're walking by these graves for you to look down and know that that person is gone forever and they're not coming back. So I hope to see some resolution and some peace coming very soon for those families in Ukraine.
Yeah, we all hope so. And it looks like President Trump is trying to push to end the war. We'll detail the latest that we're finding out in regards to that with Mel Kane just a little bit. But, you know, we really hope so. And, you know, I know you've met a lot of really just incredible people on your trip. And we look forward to giving them a platform to voice their concerns, to voice what's happened to them, what they've witnessed, because this needs to end. And we hope to do just that and help promote that, of course. Sonia and David, thank you, of course, for joining me. You guys are doing great work at standing up for your fam, but most importantly for the American people and making sure that there's no government overreach here and that our privacy is respected by the federal government, of course. So thank you very much. We appreciate both of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. We always appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you more. All right, guys, that's Sonia Labosco and David Londo, two incredible patriots who are fighting for this country. We are very grateful for the Air Marshal National Council and all the incredible work that they do. Folks, I wanted to let you know right now, when you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, we have our Early Bird Black Friday sale going on right now. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements for a limited time. Plus, we're throwing in 25% off all apparel. This is a massive, massive sale. It's going to go on for a couple of hours. So you got to go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and get in on these savings because we don't know how long it's going to last. And of course, folks, it's very, very important that you get in before we sell out. We just got back in stock, Methylene Red. I know a lot of you were asking questions about that, of course. So make sure you head on over to the shop and stock up for the holidays. All right, I want to shift gears a little bit because, folks, we are going to keep covering the stories, the crimes that are being committed by illegal aliens. I know so many people don't want to talk about these types of stories, but we need to talk about these stories. We need to know about the monsters that were let in by the Biden regime. I want to play clip 7 for you. It's a news package done by a local news station about an illegal alien, and it's outrageous what happened to this child. But it's even more outrageous when you hear how law enforcement responded. Take a listen. She didn't know until this week that the suspect was not a U.S. citizen. Now that she does, she believes justice is deportation.
It's hurtful that my child is a victim and they have this person and let him go.
Farmisha Rose says her daughter was 13 years old when she met this man, 29-year-old Jordan Castillo Chavez. Rose found out when she looked at her daughter's phone.
And then there was this message from this guy. I'm like, who is this? And she's like, oh, that's my friend. I just met him online. And I looked at the messages. There were photos. There were messages that indicated like he was coming to pick her up. And I immediately just like dropped, like I fainted. Like, this is not happening right now.
In March, Pineville police charged Castillo Chavez with indecent liberties and other sex-related charges. He has since bonded out. This week, Customs and Border Protection named Castillo Chavez of Costa Rica as one of the worst criminal legal aliens, blaming his release on a failed ICE detainer. I asked the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office to respond. They said ICE made a request for advance notification of his release, but said the agency did not issue an ICE detainer. The Sheriff's Office said they did not notify ICE when Castillo Chavez bonded out because they weren't legally required.
This is serious.
Rose says her own father had committed a crime in the U.S. and was deported back to his country years ago, so she understands the impact and believes it's what Castillo Chavez deserves, too.
We need justice. He needs to go. And he needs to enforce it.
Can you imagine being a law enforcement agency and saying, well, we didn't have to work with ICE when you're dealing with a pedophile? Folks, what's going on in this country is disgusting. It's disturbing. And it's because, well, these liberals who are working in law enforcement agencies just don't think they have to comply. The reality of it is it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with getting rid of pedophiles and purging them off of our streets. And sadly, they just failed epically. My heart goes to that mother, obviously, who now has to deal with the fact that this pedo was able to get in contact with her daughter and was able to do these heinous crimes, allegedly. But the fact that law enforcement didn't want to work with ICE because their political beliefs outweighed their moral compass, well, it's absolute garbage, but this is what's going on all across the country, and we have to continue to cover these stories and bring shame to these law enforcement agencies who do not want to enforce the law, but instead enforce their own personal political beliefs. These things there needs to be some type of consequences where you could personally go out there and sue these people. That's when this nonsense ends. And there's liability on their behalf when they are personally affected by it. That's when they start enforcing the laws on the books and start getting rid of these pedophiles from our country. Until then, though, they're going to keep doing this political nonsense. Folks, we got more on the way in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and join the Alex Jones Hat Club. When you subscribe today for $30 a month, you're going to get exclusive access to hats that aren't even at the Alex Jones Store. So head on over and join the Hat Club over at thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way. More truth to expose in just a few moments.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.